Welcome to the CLS Experience. I'm your host, Craig Siegel. I'm a born and raised New Yorker who achieved success with multiple businesses, but I crave something deeper. So I dedicated myself to personal growth and transformation by revamping my mindset. I went from being unable to run a mile to conquering four marathons the following year. Now, I want to help others manufacture big breakthroughs of their own.
Here's the thing, guys. A lot of cats in here are entrepreneurs, building a personal brand, whatever the case would be. And I see a lot of people get dejected, like if their posts or some of their content doesn't get a lot of likes. Here's a life lesson, right? And this is something that I learned and how to go through it. Nobody cares so much about a motivational quote. They will, but we have to earn that. You have to be energetically behind something. So let people connect with your soul. Have people see your post, they go, that cat's a dope soul. I'm into that. And then when you post something motivational, whatever the case may be, now they're all over it because they have an idea of who you are. I see so many people like they're following the script, right? Post here, post then, but they're not getting a ton of traction. You get a little bit dejected. You got to make people give a shit, guys. Don't ever forget about that. Myself included. Like, we've never arrived. You have to make people connect with you. It's no different than a relationship, right? You can go out with the hottest partner or prospect, male, female, whatever your cup of tea is. I don't discriminate, right? And they could be drop dead gorgeous or handsome. But if there's no connection there, right? What do you hold? Like, there's no, it's not stimulating. So create some rapport. Create a connection. Everything has a frequency. This is a vibrational universe. Your podcast, your post, your connections, the way you operate, everything sets off a vibe. So be intentional with the vibe that you want others to perceive you with, even your book, whatever the case may be, right? Also, for lack of better words, let's start fucking believing in ourselves already, all right? Guys, it's brick by brick. And then in 6 to 12 months, we have a whole new life. So many of us want to make big, massive changes. And I get that. I'm all about it, right? But like I say, marry the process, divorce the outcome. Lay that brick and then the next brick. And I didn't make up this analogy. It's been used several times, but it's very true. You focus on how can I be as present, mindful as I possibly can right now on this call? How can I lay this brick perfectly, right? You don't set out to build the house. You do one brick at a time. And then all of a sudden, 2 months later, you're onto something. You have momentum, right? In addition, if you want to take some really big fucking swings in 2023, like big shots, big swings, which I imagine we all do. That's why we're all here together. Then you better be comfortable with some big misses. Here's the beauty of it. The concept of going for it is what the American dream is all about. Right? There's no guarantee in life other than this. Well, a couple things are guaranteed, but here's something that came to mind. If you're on this call today, hell yeah, Maddie. If you're on this call today or you're in this family, I imagine it's because you're a great human. You think big, you love the community, and you want to do big, epic things. Amen? Give me a thumbs up. Okay, great. VMI Sports is the premier and fastest growing brand in sports nutrition, bar none. Their products help me clang and bang in the gym and facilitate consistently faster PRs, marathon after marathon, no big deal. A few products that I personally want to brag about are as follows. The KXR pre-workout, full dose of beta-alanine for strength and endurance, and has ingredients for cognition and focus, having me sharp as a tack. I also want to mention their Protolite protein, consisting of 100% whey isolate, which is easily digestible and facilitates hydration, and my personal favorite, has the best flavors in the market, such as vanilla cake batter and cinnamon crunch. If you want to combine feeling and looking like $1 billion in all facets of life and during your workouts, go to VMISports.com, use code CLS, and thank me later. I only partner with the best, you dig? Now I'm going to say this, okay? The only thing that we can guarantee is if that we don't go for it, whatever it is for you. And if you don't know yet, that's okay. But you know, there's something else out there. If you don't go for it, you'll regret it. Straight up. Right. And so many people, whenever I'm being interviewed, you know, oftentimes it's similar questions about like starting CLS, leaving Wall Street. And here's the radical honesty and vulnerability of the situation. I was more obsessed with refusing to exist and die a slow death back on Wall Street after the lockdown was over than I was starting CLS and launching this whole empire. Right. So for all of you guys that don't have 100% clarity yet or don't know what the next move is, maybe you're just so driven and inspired to leave your current situation or leave the past behind or start something fresh. And if you operate from that frequency, which is totally okay, that's when you become available. The podcast, speaking engagements, the connections, social media, entrepreneur, all that stuff, the book deals. You don't have to know how. You just have to make a decision. And I see a lot of people struggling with, I don't know what it is that I want to do. And I get that straight up. But maybe what you do know is that you ain't going back. And you better make something happen. And you don't even know what that is 100%. And that's okay. And as Steve Jobs likes to say or said, something that always stuck with me is you can never connect the dots looking forward, only backwards, right? First, you become the person who's available to make that move, to vibrate on that level, to be open, and then you achieve the result. It's not the other way around. Who do you have to become for all those downloads to come through, the ideas, the strategies, the connections, the right person meets you in the elevator at the right time, offers you a job, or whatever the case may be. You have to become that cat who drops that scarcity mindset, forgets about all the excuses, forgets about the victim mentality, all the shit that didn't go right that got you to this moment. Let it go. Lose that shit. Who do you have to become right now to attract all that great stuff out there? The right partner, the right business, the right opportunities, the right ideas. Let's be transparent right now. Okay. How many people on the Zoom right now? And it's okay if the answer is no. That's why we have this call today. One of the many reasons. How many of us on this call right now have pretty concrete, exact 2023 goals in mind? Right? Yes. And if not, that's okay too. Then right now. First of all, could you guys be on any more fire with the engagement? Absolutely not. Sit in the house. Okay. Okay. This is great. Holy shit. Yes. Guys, take some screenshots, stories, all of it. Tag us. Repost every single one. All right. Cool. So a lot of us have big goals. Some of us do not yet. And that's okay. Right? It's okay. We love the honesty, vulnerability, and sharing in here. It's a safe container. Okay. Now, here's the thing. I think many of us in here, to an extent, want to be entrepreneurs or tap into something else or explore. Is that fair to say? Thumbs up. Okay. Here's the thing about entrepreneurship. It's not school. You don't have to get an A+. The name of the game is to stay in the game until you win the game. Let me run that back. Is that a rhyme? Holy shit, I'm fired up today. Bree. Okay. The name of the game is to stay in the game until you win the game, right? Give yourself permission to be less than perfect. Fall in love with the process. Divorce the outcome. Forget about what happens next year. Of course, set your intentions. Let's have targets. Let's have goals. Let's have all that stuff. But let's fall in love with the process, right? So it's very well documented. I talk about it all the time. When I first started CLS, I didn't have everything figured out, but I fell in love with building the community in the very beginning, straight from the CLS Facebook group, going into lookalike audiences, sharing the message, vibing with people, bringing them into the group, right? Give yourself permission to be less than perfect. You want to see less than perfect? Go to some of my earlier content. Okay? Talk about less than perfect. You guys will have a nice chuckle. That's okay. Because I had that 20 seconds of courage and I acted on it. And I got inside the arena. You dig? No, seriously, after this call, like do a deep dive in some of my earlier content. John Ebner's in the house. Love you, buddy. He also talks about like he's been a very diehard fan since the beginning. Me and him go way back. And he pointed out some of the earlier podcast episodes and just acknowledging the growth. Of course. Of course, I'm much more seasoned and experienced now than I was in my first episode. And that's the point. That's the point, guys. Right? The point is to just get in the damn arena. You dig? What's the quote that I always say? Now, I think we got from Chris Voss, who was also in here. If you're not embarrassed with who you were a year ago, you're not growing. Yes? That's the quote. Okay. Guys, you have to be willing to look silly and forget about what anyone else thinks. Once you make peace with that, now you can start throwing some spaghetti at the wall, trying some new things, go to different events, put yourself out there, post something weird, step out of your comfort zone, write a book, start a podcast. Anything. You got to give yourself permission to be less than perfect. Somebody please drop that in the chat. Now let's get strategic. Okay, but what do you mean, Craig? The key is to take one tiny, small, impossible to fail step at a time. Okay? So let's just say you wanted to become a runner. You bought a pair of running shoes. Maybe tomorrow you absolutely commit because you know you can't fail to take one step towards your running shoes. I would suggest putting them on, go and take those bad boys out for a little spin, but at the very minimal, take one step closer to them. You can't fail at that. Now we build momentum, which is the hardest thing to obtain and the easiest thing to lose. You don't have to get it perfect. You just have to get it going. And you know when the best time to get it going is? Somebody write in the chat. I know you know. That's right, Jess, Maddie, Dan. Y'all know it. Now. You guys nailed it. Best time to get it going is to take some notes on this call and then literally right at 1 o'clock Eastern when this thing is up, shot out of a cannon, trying new things, making phone calls, put yourself out there, send a text, talk to your network, put yourself out there, go on LinkedIn, make a connection. Nutrition Solutions offers the best healthy meal prep options for health, wellness, weight loss, and improved performance. The customer service and support at Nutrition Solutions is unbelievable and second to none. And when I travel for my marathons, the meals are waiting at my hotel. I don't even have to break a sweat. Even their protein donuts and breakfast items are made with fresh, organic ingredients. I love Nutrition Solutions' reliability, quality, and all-around lifestyle that they represent, which is world-class. To get both physically and mentally fit, go to NutritionSolutions.com and use promo code CLS25. Thank me later, you dig. Take the brakes off. Go wheels fucking up and let people in. Keep it simple. Do what feels easy and good. Lead with your passion. Let people get a sense of who you are. We're all co-creating this together. Yes, we'll meet people along the line that aren't our vibe, that don't get it, aren't a part of the infinite, aren't a part of the collective. That's okay. We'll stiff arm them and keep going. All the best. Right? We all crave that magic, the mystical, those special situations where a major publishing house comes to you and says, we'd like to write a deal with you. I never used to be available for any of that stuff. But here's what I realized over the last 2 years. Realistic time frames, the linear, it's all bullshit. It doesn't exist. It's a frame and it's a perception of what and how you think abundance works. You got to let that shit go. Turn up your vibration and raise your hand for all the abundance out there. Now, how do you do that? Let's reverse engineer that because this is the nitty gritty, right? How do you vibe high so you become available for the right ideas at the right times, the right people showing up at the right time, the right up, all that stuff? Goes back to your thoughts because they become things. You don't manifest what you want, you manifest what you are. So if you're not getting great results, it's an indication that subconsciously, or maybe consciously, and you actually know it, but just don't want to do anything about it, your thoughts are disempowering. So it's going to take some conditioning to reprogram that. But once you do, you'll start to be able to vibe higher on command. And that's when all the magic will happen, right? So once we stop asking for all the scraps and the little stops, and we start asking for big moonshots and miracles, now we start to reprogram what we expect to receive. And it goes back to that big difference between thinking you're receiving, believing you're receiving, and actually feeling that shit into existence. As long as you continue to play smaller and don't ask for the big abundance and miracles out there, then you're allowing your ego to control you, to play small. Who's going to listen to you? Imposter syndrome. You can't run a marathon. You can't speak in front of 70,000. You can't write a book. You can't monetize your YouTube channel. You can't put yourself out there for a relationship. You see, guys, the universe, the energy fields, the quantum, whatever you want to call it, God, they're not going to meet you halfway with this. You got to decide right here and right now and then lean into it. A really good tip, and I know I said it before, but I want to reiterate, is make a commitment to yourself to genuinely stop fucking caring what anyone else thinks. The gifts inside you are too important. It's too important. And be open to pivoting and adjusting, right? Nothing that we're doing here is in Sharpie. It's a pencil. It's a crayon. If you want to take big separation from the ground and really start to explode your business, your messaging, your life, your career, you got to get nuts. What do I mean by get nuts? Start making some big changes with the way you operate. Stop playing victim. Start being super delusionally optimistic. Start expecting miracles and blessings, putting yourself out there, going to a network event, making some connections on LinkedIn. Change your Instagram account from private to public. Meet some people. You dig? 2023, guys, is going to be massive for all of us. I'm claiming that right fucking now. It's out there. You just got to raise your hand, say I'm available, and start taking inspired action, whatever that means. And like I said earlier, about 10 minutes ago, you don't have to get an A+. You just have to get it going, no matter what that means. You just had to step out of your comfort zone and make some moves. Right? I see so many of you on here that I'm so proud of. And I know you guys are just getting started. Aaron Wexler, talk about a transformation. You just wrote a fucking book. You know, like that's personal. But now he's out there. He's making rounds. He went to do a book launch. He monetized a YouTube channel. He's on a whole different frequency. Just 6 months, quantum leaps. It's just one example. Right? Nick Ellersick's on here. We had a conversation a few months back when he was in my Quantum Leap Mastermind and he was at a dead end job. And he's like, I can't afford this. I said, well, let's lose that. Instead of I can't afford this, let's replace that with how can we afford that? Then all of a sudden he's like, well, I guess I could get another job that pays a little better and that I'm more in line with it. So what happened? He got a new job that pays triple. And now he has more flexibility with his time and he's doing speaking engagements on the side. I mean, it's all out there. Anybody out there, guys, that is a little bit further ahead, and notice how I did not say better, a little bit further ahead is just because they're a little bit further ahead. I'm just reading the chats here, a CLS live event. It's very funny that you write that in the chat because it's on the agenda for our team huddle this Friday with me, Alessia, Melissa, Alex, to talk about the next CLS live event. We did one at the end of April this year, and it was a monster hit. We sold out Quality Italian, the back room, VIP, everything paid for, drinks, food. We did a little mastermind, and we have a surprise coming. Let me get some data real quick. Just drop a yes in the chats if you'd be interested in a live mastermind and dinner CLS event. Ooh, the numbers don't lie. Melissa, you seen this data or what? All right. Noted. We're all over it. All right, cool. Also, as always, I love to introduce some new family members. A little bit 30-second or less intro. What's the best way? First of all, who are you? And what's the best way for everybody to support you? Let's get nuts. See some new family members in here. Bah, bah, bah. Kimberly. Hey, you.
Hey, how are you?
Doing great. How are you?
Very good. Thanks. I'm Kimberly. I'm a holistic nutritionist. I work a day job, but this is my passion. And I'm starting a podcast called Love Your Naked Ass. It drops January 6th, 2023. The best way to support me is I'm going to actually post my trailer today on my Facebook profile. So if you guys could take a listen and share, that'd be awesome.
Hell yeah. And I could personally guarantee she's awesome, guys. She's on fire. She's special. Do me a favor, Kim, drop your socials in the chat so everybody could support and follow along. Hell yeah. Cool. And guys, we had a lot of new family members. We continue to grow. But I want to say this. We said no to some people too, because it wasn't integrity. The CLS membership is not for everybody. And literally, we made a couple of refunds. We said all the best, just not integrity with what we're doing here. So if it's not too much trouble, have a nice life, so to speak. It's because I want you guys to know that what's most important here is the frequency and the family, the support and the love and the selflessness. That's what makes it different and so special compared to everything else that I've seen. So just know that. Also, one more intro and then we'll get back into it. CN, there she is.
Hi.
Hey, you.
Hey, so I'm Sean. Everybody gets my name wrong in America. I'm a coach and a trainer. So I coach people in all things mindset and emotions, and also train people to become coaches. The best way to support me, oh my gosh, my podcast, Vibrant Mind, Vibrant Life. And also I'm launching a book in February next year. So yeah, super excited about that. So any kind of good vibe, support, shares, whatever would be amazing.
Hell yeah. Love that. And drop your socials in the chat so everybody could support.
Will do.
Hell yeah. All right, guys. Let's get weird right now. Okay. Did you guys know that I always find it so interesting when I hear some of these stats? Like, for example, it actually surprised me, but then again, maybe it doesn't, that the number one fear in America is public speaking. Did anybody know that? I thought that was interesting. But here's what else I just discovered, which is definitely going to trigger some people. People talk about addictions and addicts, and I think there's certain substances or things that we associate with that. But did you guys know, and I love to write yes or no in the chats, did you guys know that fear and worry is an addiction? Maddie did. And to be honest with you, now that I know that, I can humbly say I was addicted to worrying a couple years back. straight up. Through all the work that I've done on myself over the last 2 years, I do not worry any longer, or at least, you know, it's just a moment, or it's to a certain threshold. Obviously, you worry about your family, you want everybody to be good. But worrying and fear will disable people from even getting going in the first place. It's crazy. In order to do that, we have to be aware of it. We have to acknowledge it. Sometimes just surrendering, right? Just surrendering. Whatever it happens, it's going to work out. It's all going to work out. And if this happens, I know that it's happening for me, not to me, and it's going to actually propel and protect me to something much greater. And just a little affirmation like that will change everything, right? For example, I was with somebody earlier in the week. They had a day job, and they said that their company was doing massive layoffs, and that they feared that they might get laid off the next day. I said, okay, and what happens if that? Well, I guess I would just find something else. I said, are you absolutely in love with what you're doing anyway? And she said, not really. You know, it's a good job, whatever you consider to be a good job. I said, okay, is it possible that if you did get laid off, that would free up some space and opportunity for you to really dive deep into why you're here, what you're passionate about, what you want to create, and you can be actually onto something much bigger and more impactful? She said, yeah. She got laid off the next day. And now she just has a whole different mindset. She's really excited about it. Now she's open to what's next, the next season of life, and it's intriguing to her. So sometimes it's just a mindset. It's a paradigm shift. The only thing you guys should worry about is standing still and not contributing, not making an impact, and not living out and identifying your gifts. Bottom line is this. Most of us are filled with these beliefs as to why we are where we are. Or we're not getting to where we want to go because we've created beliefs. I'm not good enough. I don't deserve that. I have money issues. I'll never find a partner. Those beliefs cripple us. They destroy us. Imposter syndrome. Right? So, how do we get rid of those? How do we move forward? It's very simple. We acknowledge that those beliefs exist first and foremost as to why we're not making $1 million a year, or why we don't have a significant other, or why we're not doing something we love. We acknowledge that they, or why we can't raise the money, whatever the case may be, we acknowledge they exist. We become aware. And just to be clear, acceptance doesn't mean approval, right? So just because you're accepting that these are your beliefs right now doesn't mean you have to approve of them. Now that we've accepted the fact that we are where we are, because that's where we deserve to be, because that's our self-worth and what we perceive is possible for us, now we have to create a new belief that we're going to be proactive with, transform from reactive to proactive, and replace that disempowering belief with. Does that make sense? So, for example, let's just say you have this belief, I am incomplete without a man in my life. Reverse that shit to, I am complete as I am. Maybe your belief is, I'm not good enough. Have a list of replacements. So if I'm not good enough is a belief, I think we've all experienced that to some capacity. Usually it's based upon lack of experience. Replace that with, I am good enough as I am today. Now here's a challenge that I give you guys. for the next 30 days, start to really hang out with your feelings. Pay close attention to them. Once you begin to acknowledge and become aware of a negative one, now you have your list of replacement affirmations that you can basically cancel out any negative ones. So now if you start operating on a frequency or vibration that has zero limitations and no self-worth issues, I ask you this, what can you not accomplish? I'm telling you guys, the reason why some people are getting very far ahead and some people are not comes back to their thoughts, which created these disempowering beliefs. If we have a strategy in place to block out the interference and replace disempowering beliefs with more positive ones, then we start to believe that we're worthy. We start to become available. We start to feel things into existence. So what's the number one way to not manifest things is to have interference, right? And I'll give you this very honest, raw nugget. Do you like raw nuggets? Okay, great. How weird am I now? All right, Maddie. All right. When I first started CLS in the beginning, and look, let me just be honest with you guys. Just because I made a lot of money on Wall Street does not mean I saved a lot of money. Spoiler alert, right? I made some poor decisions myself. There was a moment when CLS just got going where we had a lot of momentum, but I was still trying to figure out how to turn it into a business. How do you, like, yes, people are interested. We're getting followers and it's a good vibe, but how do we monetize this thing, right? Because that's important so we can continue the movement and make more of an impact and extend the reach and do all these things. And I got a little stressed out, to say the least, for a moment. This was still the pandemic. And I just said to myself, like, all this negative energy of not being able to start to monetize this thing is actually counterproductive, because it's exactly what's keeping me from monetizing it and getting those downloads and surrendering to the process. Cause I know we're onto something. And so I made a decision right there to just surrender and just marry the process one brick at a time. And I remember, like it was yesterday, the very next day, a good chunk of money came in. And all of a sudden we had a couple opportunities that I didn't even see coming, because I was now available, because I made a commitment to surrender and block out that shit that was saying, well, what if this, or what if that, or how are you going to do that? I let that shit go and I surrendered. And then bang, things started happening. Ideas, money, opportunities, advertisements. You know what I'm saying? So guys, make a list and really hang out with your feelings. And every time you get that disempowering thought or belief, or you start to feel a little weird, right? Because if you're feeling weird or off, and I don't mean the good weird, I mean, you're feeling off, the universe is telling you right now that you're on a bad frequency, right? Start to keep a list of the feelings that you have, which are keeping you in the comfort zone or playing small or not being epic and making a massive contribution and making millions of dollars. As you start to cultivate a list, now you could make an anti-list, which is basically the opposite of these, aka affirmations. And now moving forward, anytime one of these come into your frequency, and make no mistake about how powerful these negative beliefs are. I mean, they kept me, I chose to stay stuck because I guess I was too scared to make the tough choice that I wasn't happy. But these disempowering beliefs will keep you crippled. But if you have a list of how to replace these negative thoughts when the feelings come, then they can't hold anything on you. And then you keep canceling them out. And now you put yourself in a very high vibe and you're available as fuck. So that's a great challenge, especially as we get into the new year, guys. You dig? And let's just be honest before we open up for support. How many of us, whether subconsciously or consciously, are aware that we have disempowering beliefs that often cripple us from really existing loudly? Well, now you have a tangible strategy on how to cancel those out. And now it's not what can I do, it's what can I do. The biggest battle we're ever going to fight is the one in our mind, guys. Forget about actual prisons. Like, the prison of the mind is the most deadly. Some people literally just exist. How do I know that? Because I was that cat. 2 years ago, for at least 5 years prior, I knew I was here for more, but I was unable to put it together. And I felt crippled. And once I finally acknowledged that shit, chose to forgive myself, and all that matters what I do next, and surrender, then I start to become available for all that's out there. So the victim mentality, the negative beliefs, the prison of the mind, all that shit. If we can make a conscious effort to negate that by having strategies in place to block out that interference, we cannot be stopped. Anything that you want is out there. If you just go for it. In order to go for it, we have to block out the shit that's holding us back, simply put.
Please rate, review, and subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. And follow me on Instagram at CraigSiegel_CLS, the YouTube channel Craig Siegel, and our website, CultivateLastingSymphony.com, where you could sign up for our email blast with all free trainings on all of our content. The best is yet to come.